For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This story comes to us from ABC News out of Australia. Well, you don't get this from the U.S. media. Media watchdog deplores Iraqi government threat. The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists has said it is deeply disturbed by a new directive from the Iraqi interim government warning news organizations to stick to the government line on the U.S.-led offensive in Fallujah or face unspecified action. Quote, "We are very troubled by this directive, which is an attempt to control news coverage through government coercion," end quote, the committee's executive director, Ann Cooper, said. Quote, "It damages the government's credibility in establishing a free and democratic society," end quote. Once a twisted policy finds itself ensconced in the public mindset, it's pretty hard to break the back of such a beast. One only has to look at the drug war and how the government directives and, quote, science was used to institutionalize this now 90-year-old war. In the current day, perhaps it's not so much the government as the threat from advertising loss that would occur should a media outlet decide to speak the real truth about the drug war and how prohibition is truly the cause of the problems. This next story comes to us from William Dolphin of Americans for Safe Access. The long-awaited constitutional test case of California patients Angel Raich and Diane Munson and Raich's two anonymous caregivers will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court on November 29th. Some legal experts believe the conservative-leaning court will find a way to overturn the Ninth Circuit appellate ruling. With public polling and voter initiatives consistently pulling 70-85% support, it is clear that legal access is not a partisan issue. The court should not pass up this opportunity to harmonize the federal prohibition with state laws allowing it. The next story is again from Americans for Safe Access, safeaccessnow.org. The public is convinced only politicians resist. The recent votes in local elections in Massachusetts that overwhelmingly asked the state government to legalize medical marijuana has failed to convince some elected officials that they have a duty to act. Some say the program is restrictive and the qualifying ailments are few, a compromise with a reluctant governor, but Granite Staters are nonetheless applying by the dozens to the state medical marijuana program. Legislative leaders have said they will revisit broadening the program to more like it was originally proposed once they establish a process and see how it goes. That's mighty big of them. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.